This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And this is going to be a very unique program. Shannon, what do you have planned this afternoon?
Well, I think it's going to be really fun and exciting. I always say that. I'm excited for all these. But today's a very special Mother's Day special. And for some of the people that I have on Facebook, they'll know that I did a little hashtag, my co-host is better than yours, because it is the one and the only Barbara Campbell, my mother, which has actually piqued a lot of interest. So I'm really glad we don't have a lot of people calling in, because a lot of people wanted to ask my mom questions. And we could have been afraid for those answers and for the questions. So, but we're going to have some really fun, delightful things to talk about today about Mother's Day and honoring mothers all around. And the third graders at Melrose School have done a special assignment, and we're going to read some of their work today. So just a really fun, light, uplifting day.
Now, your mom really is well-known, really well-known throughout this community.
Yes, you can say that. So my mom has been on many nonprofit organization boards and volunteerism, but also was the secretary of St. Paul's Lutheran Church for many, 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 many years, and the school. And so a lot of parents who have had children go through the school. So a lot of people know her as Barbara or church secretary or Grandma Soup. She has many names, but she is well known. She's not a rapper, but she's known by many different names.
So. I would say, because both of our kids went to a few years of preschool and one beyond that at St. Paul's, that it appeared to me at that point, and of course this has been, golly, over two decades ago. Not that I'm old. But I mean, it would be, it's like if you had a question at St. Paul's, you asked Mrs. Campbell.
That's still the case, actually.
She was the person with the answers. You know, other people were very smart, I'm sure, as well. But she was the go-to person for any parent, anybody there who walked onto the campus.
You know, I actually did a little intro about my mom, and I say some of those exact words. So you are so spot on.
I stole your fire.
No, not at all. It just reiterates that that's truthfully it. So I said my mother, Barbara Campbell, a.k.a. Grandma Soup, because a lot of people do know her as Grandma Soup, her license plates are personalized as such. So she runs around in a little car with her GR Soup license plates, and she's quite happening. I said, so my mom is the most amazing person. She's been a wonderful mother, friend, role model. She has a servant's heart and is truly the glue that has held this family together at all times. She's an amazing friend to her friends and is the go-to gal for almost every situation in many facets of life. She was also the original airbag. If you know moms, if you know what I mean, you know the kind where you throw your arm out across your kid's chest when you hit the brakes too hard or you brake check them. So she saved me from hitting the dash and for whiplash. So mom, thank you for being the original safety belt and airbags for me. I greatly appreciate that. So we're going to have lots of laughs and giggles today, but I actually also have somebody that was going to chime in and help me talk about the resume of Mom and Grandma Soup. So if we could do that, that would be great.
Yeah, why don't you introduce our guest?
So our guest is my oldest brother, Barry, live from San Diego. With today's technology, I'm super excited. So welcome, Barry.
Hey, welcome. Thank you. And,
yes.
Happy Mother's Day early, Mom.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, now I'm glad she did go get her Kleenex out of her car before we started.
Yeah, but I thought about mailing her a box of Kleenexes and just tell her to carry it around on her on Thursday.
So, Barry, can you help me out and talk about Mom and list off some of the great things? I mean, I know we could fill up the whole hour on her, but help me out.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So, Mom was just there for everything. She was at, you know, every Little League baseball game, took us to practices, took us, you know, everywhere we needed to go, and, you know, made sure that we had everything that we needed, not everything that we wanted, and taught us the difference between need and want, which, mm-hmm. you know, helped us out in our daily lives today. And the biggest thing, you know, that comes out of our family and mom providing for us is her unconditional love,
mm-hmm.
and teaching us to keep our faith.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, one of the absolute greatest witnesses of loving the Lord, absolutely, hands down, and loving each other. I 100% agree with that.
Yep.
So one of the neat things that we had done, and I had wanted you on the show to help talk about it, was, you know, people are always looking for unique ideas or things to do for their moms. And, you know, we all do the dinners and go out and stuff like that. But one year we wanted to kind of say all the things that we wanted to say to my mom while she's with us, instead of saying them when she's gone at a service. We wanted her to know exactly how we love and feel and think about her. So we went and had all the children and the grandchildren, and everybody did a card or did some artwork to represent it and some words, and gave that to her. And you were up here for that, which was pretty awesome. And I've told a few people about the idea, and I said, you just can't even imagine the emotion and how just beautiful it was. Right, Mom?
Oh, I've got to tell you, I have Kleenexes handy because I get a little emotional. That Christmas was way over the top. The gift cards they gave so I could buy hearing aids so I could hear what those precious great-grandkids said to me. And I didn't have to keep saying, I'm sorry, honey, I don't understand you. Yep, hearing aids have helped that. And I can't thank the kids enough for that gift.
Well, and I think that Barry actually videotaped it. And I know, Barry, you've told me that it's even hard to watch because it's just still as raw emotion as it was when we did it. So
yeah absolutely. Well, especially with today's technology, you know, you can, you know, take these moments and, you know, you have them on your phone, but you can just pass them out to the rest of the family or just keep it as an archives. You know, like, you can just sit back and watch it, you know, what happened, you know, and don't wait to watch it, you know, when your parents are gone. You know, you can sit around and watch them again and again with them.
Yeah.
And you just get to share the love and the experience all over again.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's something that I encourage if people are interested. We did three generations. So we did ours, our children, and our grandchildren got to say something to Grandma Soup. And so that was really rewarding for everybody. One of the advice I gave to a gal, Shelby, that I was talking with about, was, I was like, if you do this, go first, because you will not be able to keep it together after the first person goes, because it's just so precious and loving and wonderful. And so that was one of our ideas, to encourage people for this Mother's Day, when we maybe aren't out and about eating out and doing those things, is to do some reflection and just talk about what you're grateful for and really get that out. And on the note of grateful, yeah, you're the best big brother in the whole wide world, too. So thank you for calling in and doing this. So,
well, it's an honor, you know, to get to put our mom on a pedestal.
Right. Oh, no. You know how clumsy I am. I'm going to end up with a broken arm. And at 82, that is not something to look forward to.
Well, that's okay. We'll be here to catch you.
Yeah, your daughter's an insurance agent. You're covered.
Yeah.
We got your back. Too funny. But, well, anything before we let you go? I know you're busy at work, but anything else you want to say to Mom before we
Oh, heck, I mean, I can hang around all, I mean, I listen to all your shows, so it's hilarious.
See, you're so supportive. All right, well, we won't lose you then. So
yeah, I'm good.
So one of the things that we have today that we'd mentioned was Mrs. Spears' third grade class at Melrose Elementary was given the task of writing some wonderful little letters to their moms that we could read on the air, and then they can play for their mom on the podcast later and get to hear their stuff on the radio. So when we come back, we are going to read some of those. And so to start us off, though, I reached out to my son and daughter-in-law yesterday and asked if my youngest grandson would be willing to take on this assignment as well. And mind you, he's in kindergarten, and so careful what you ask them to do or say. And I said, I don't want you to edit it or clean it up or make it perfect. I just want to know his words. So this is Hunter Dean, who's 5, to his mom, just talking about his mom. So it says, my mom loves me and she plays with me. My mom loves to drink bubbly. My mom likes killing bears, you know, for like food and stuff. When mom helps me count numbers, it makes me happy. My mom is the best mom. She is beautiful and has nice hair. My mom loves Owen, Dad, and me, and she always loves my paintings and Lego buildings. So that is straight from a 5-year-old about his mom. And the random stuff that he says is truthfully him. And he also wrote something for Grandma Soup. So Grandma Soup loves me and Owen, and I love that Grandma Soup makes good food and good prayers. I love when she plays with me. Grandma Soup loves all of our family and potentially my mom. <I'm not laughs> out of the mouths of babes, right? Grandma Soup definitely loves you, Becca. She loves my dinosaurs that I showed her too, and she also loves my Pokemon balls. So these kids, I tell you, some of these stuff had me in stitches today reading them. And so I'm excited to, we'll read some of those with you when we come back from break. And I have one more here I'll read before we go to break. And so then Hunter asked his dad, which is my oldest son, Gavin, to write a thing for me, which is funny because if any of you know me or you know my children, we kind of are smart alecks and sassy and, right, Mom?
And I do not know where they ever got that from.
So take this one with a grain of salt because this kid's something else. So it says, to Nana, written by my dad, Gavin. You are an amazing, strong, and lucky woman to have 3 great boys. Undoubtedly, your oldest is the pearl of your eye and certainly the favorite, and this is not even a close race, this kid. You have been so wonderful from all the times you have driven us across the states for our sporting events, supported us when we were tested and had trying times and didn't believe in ourselves. You have always been a constant support to all 3 of us. Some might describe this as suffocating, a helicopter parent, attachment issues, but we all know that you call it support. Oh, and I had to read this about myself. Outside of not getting me an Easter basket, after 33 consecutive years, you have done quite well. I didn't get him one this year, and I'm still not ever going to hear the end of it. I remember the time that you stole my car from the theater parking lot because I was out too late and you were out to teach me a lesson. That is a true story, but there's more to it than that. But I did steal his car with my best friend Angie, and it was really fun. I believed you referred to this as Judgment Day. Never mind all the times we test your patience. We love you so very much and are blessed to call you ours. And my little family love you very much. We appreciate everything you do and provide for your grandkids. Happy Mother's Day. We love you. So thank you, Gavin and Hunter, for those fun words and for Mrs. Spears' third grade class. When we come back, we're going to read some of those.
All right, back with more in a moment. Your Cue with Shannon Sebastian, presented by Premier Insurance Group on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
The Afternoon Report coming up at 5 with Douglas County's news team, Shannon Sebastian from San Diego, Barry Lane, and the incredibly well-known and esteemed Barbara Campbell of Roseburg, making her first ever appearance on the radio. And I'm trying to figure out why you've never been on the radio before, or have you?
Well, yes, but unfortunately, it was another radio station.
Well, we'll talk about that later. But it's a good thing you didn't mention which one. So, all right, Shannon, where are we going now?
I was just envisioning the radio with the cups and the string that go out, like the telephone game or whatever. Yeah. I'm like, how long ago was that, Mom?
Oh. Wow, I wasn't going to get so brutal. I was just going to say it was just before TV.
Oh, there we go. Oh, sorry, Mom.
It was before TV.
See? Oh, you were right, Barry. Okay, so we have some letters to read from Mrs. Spears' elementary class at Melrose Elementary, and I want to thank Tammy Rasmussen for helping facilitate this. And also I wanted to say that tonight Melrose Elementary is having their Parent-Teacher Association auction, and so they would love it if you'd go check out their auction on Facebook. So it's Melrose PTAN auction on Facebook.com, and go on from 6 to 9 and bid on some baskets. That would be great. So, Mom, you want to read the first one here?
Oh, I'd be happy to. These are such delightful letters, and I hope that some moms and grandmas and great-grandmas are listening out there. This first one is from Kaylee. Excuse me. Dear Mom, I wanted to tell you how much of a good mother you are, starting with your humor. If I could rate your humor from 1 to 1,000, it would be 1,000. Also, you're a promise keeper. When you promise me we are going to have so much fun this weekend, and then someone calls from work asking you to switch shifts, and you say no. Aww. I know how much you love me and Cameron. And you're my superhero. You are kind, loving, and a good mom to me and Cameron, of course. Thanks for being my friend, my mom, and my caretaker. Sincerely, Kaylee.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, awesome.
I didn't read all these, but... this one says, this is from Benjamin. He also calls himself Ben, so Ben Benjamin. Dear Mom, every day my mom, you are always the one who makes my lunch and does all these things. Even when your kids don't listen, you're the only one who cleans up after me. And I still love you, even when you discipline me for those things. I love you all the way to the moon and back. Sincerely, Ben. Go ahead, Mom.
And here we have one from Alyssa. Dear Mom and Mother, I've been wanting to tell you that you make me a better person.
Oh.
You are creative, loving, kind, helpful, beautiful, calm, hardworking, and lots more. You make me understand what life is about. Without, I'd be confused on some stuff. You tell me, realize what life is about. You and Dad are the best parents in the world.
Oh, that's a nice shout out to Dad there, too.
Yes.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Oh, she's got a second page, too. This one has lots to say about Mom.
Oh, she wrote more. I love you both to Pluto and back, not just the moon. Thank you for being here for me and my sisters. We love that you have been cooking delicious food for all of the people in the house. You have taught all of us how to love and show care to other people. Thank you for being here for all of us. Life wouldn't be the same without you. Sincerely, Elisa.
But that, she had lots to say. Okay, so I have, this is entitled A Letter from My Mother from Tavit. Dear Mom, I wanted to write this letter to you because I love it when you don't yell at me, at when I drop a glass or when I don't clean my room when you tell me to. I know that you are a great role model and you just make me a better person. Also, you are kind, helpful, loving, caring, and a great mom. I love how you take me to baseball games and practices. I also love how you make great food. You make great choices, Mom. Sincerely, Tavit. Great choices. I love that.
Next, we have one from Riker. Dear Mom, I wanted to tell you that you're loving, like when we go to wrestling tournaments, you are always loving. You are always calm, like when Reddick split his chin open, you were calm the whole time. You are really important to me because you help me too, and you are my mom.
That's real
love
life.
Love you. Riker.
I should have read all of these beforehand because they're cracking me up.
That was awesome.
That was awesome.
It's a challenge.
These are Melrose. These are country kids. These are cracking me up. Okay. A letter to my mother from Caitlin. Dear Mom, I want to thank you for being happy most of the time. I also like that you are caring about us. Something I also love about you is that you are adventurous, which lets me do things I also love to do. Thank you for doing many things for us. Love, Caitlin.
And here we have Gianni. Dear Mom, you are very nice to me. You always listen to me when I talk to you. And are very caring. You play with me and watch our show. You make good dinners, very good dinners. I love you to the moon and back. When it's my birthday, you always know what I want. Oh, that's so very important for moms to know that. Love, Gianni.
Oh, that's cute. Okay, so I got another one here. I actually did read some of these ahead of time, and then I got busy at work today. I actually had to work. And but this one I've laughed about all day long, honestly. So I am not Adeline. You're kind of my hero here. A letter to my mother. Dear Mom, I wanted to tell you that I love you, and you are so creative. Like, if we didn't have that slip and slide thing, you would make one with trash bags and rocks. I love that so much. You are also calm when we do something bad on accident. But most of all, you are loving every day. Before we go on the bus, you always compliment us. I am so glad you are my mother, and I will never replace you. Yours truly, Adeline.
Oh, like, there's a mom who's very comforted by that.
We got job security with Adeline. Honestly, that one cracked me up, and I've been laughing on that one all day long. Not laughing, but with it. I just love the slip and slide because, again, we're country kids in Melrose. We're getting the job done. We're improvising. We're MacGyvering things for these children, and doggone it, they appreciate that slip and slide with trash bags and rocks. I love it.
Next, we have a letter from Ahaya. And please forgive me if I am butchering the names. Dear Mom, I love when you help me do my homework. Uh-oh, teacher's not listening, hopefully. You also are loving, kind, calm, a good cook, and You are funny. Also, last of all, you are beautiful.
Aww.
You're so funny. You make me laugh and smile. Also, after every school day, if I have a bad day or a good day, you make me smile when I get home. And you always promise me that if I were to do something bad, that you would always love me, no matter what. How precious.
Yeah. That's a mother's unconditional love there. The kids are feeling it, moms. You're doing something right out there. They're feeling it.
So yeah, this absolutely.
This is from Colby. It says, you're very hardworking because you work every other weekend. You get up at 5 p.m. and come back at 7:30 a.m. You still keep your calm. You have pushed me to be a better person. You do everything a mom does and better. Sincerely, Colby. I think Colby actually might have wrote two, I think, maybe. He really loves his mom.
Next, we have a letter from Scott. Oh, I'm sorry. I stand corrected. This is Scout. We need to give credit where credit's due. Dear Mom, I wanted to tell you how much I love you and how much you helped me with, like when I accidentally broke a glass when I was trying to get a cup, and you didn't yell at me. Yay for Mom. You were calm and thought it wasn't a big deal. You helped me by making me a better person, by giving me the right punishments. Oh, like no TV for a month? And you have great humor, and you're calm and beautiful, caring, and a good cook. You know, that seems to be a theme throughout these letters. Cooking, obviously, is very important to these children.
Yeah.
And you're hardworking and funny. My favorite thing about you is you are helpful and kind. You're also really funny, and you're important to me because you're my mom, and I love you. Sincerely, Scout.
And Mom, they talked about being funny on that one. So you have a few mom jokes. Do you want to tell two of them now and give us a couple of taste of this? I did not proofread these, so Lord Jesus be with us all.
These are really delightful.
I
was with a church group today, and the ladies were in stitches. Me the most, because I couldn't even read them after a while, and I've read them several times. First off is, how did God make mothers? Well, one little fella says, magic plus superpowers and a lot of stirring. Next little guy says, he made my mom just the same as he made me. He just used bigger parts. And this one is, he used dirt just like he used for the rest of us. Well, why did God make mothers? Think about it. It was the best way to get more people. To help us come out when we're getting born. Well, mainly to clean the house. She's the only one who knows where to find the scotch tape.
I think that about Tupperware lids. I don't think anybody in the house is capable of finding a lid for a plastic container, but me.
Number them. I number mine.
There's tip number one, mom tip number one. Number your lids.
Yeah.
because there's so many shapes and some of them are so similar. And I finally got tired of trying every one. So I said, okay, the dish gets a number and the lid gets the same number.
That's a good idea, Mom.
I'm going to have to contemplate that because I just thought over the last couple of years that the containers had become sort of like socks. Because you could you could find, you know, the container, and there, I mean, I looked last night for 5 minutes to find a container to put leftovers in, and I found lots of containers and lots of lids, and then I'm matched.
Okay, how did you solve your problem?
I threw the food out.
My husband solves that problem with Shannon. Can you get in here? So that's why I was curious how you solved that problem. But the numbering, there we go. There's a great mom tip. I don't know why I'm just getting that now, but thanks, Mom. Could have used that the last. My kids are all out of the house now. I could have used that a while ago. Oh, goodness gracious. You got any more pearls over there? Are we ready? Okay, well, I think we're going to take a break and come back, and we're going to read a few more of these.
All right. It's Your Cue with Shannon Sebastian, presented by Premier Insurance Group on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Shannon Sebastian is your host. Barry Lane, her brother, joining us from San Diego, and the noted Barbara Campbell, the focus of all the attention today as a special Mother's Day feature on Your Cue.
Yes, Mother's Day feature. So if everybody's heard this, you have no excuse not to do something special with your mom this weekend or, you know, I guess I want to say acknowledge all that she's done for you. So we will be doing that.
Hey, Shannon, I want to interrupt you for a second.
Go for it.
Happy Mother's Day, Grandma Sue.
Oh, we got the troops.
Oh, it's my San Diego Alpine family.
Yeah.
Oh.
And everybody's here.
Oh, all the kids?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, hi, kids.
Gabby's visiting from college. Yeah.
Oh, that is so special.
Hi, Michael. Hi, Kiki. Hi, Gabby.
Hi.
Hi, Marianne.
Hi.
Yes.
Thanks for surprising Grandma Soup.
Oh.
Yep.
That's excellent.
Wow.
We love your show.
Oh, bless you. You guys are sweet. Well, we have some, we want to make sure we get in all these special third graders, too, who have written their lovely little notes to their mom. So you want to kick us off with another one here, Mom, real quick?
Okie dokie.
I don't want to miss anybody on the show, so.
This is from Sienna. Dear Mom, I think you are amazing because you have a great sense of humor. Because every time we do karaoke,
wow,
you just be yourself, and I really admire that. It really makes me laugh and have fun, and I like how you are always there for me, and you're there. When I try something new, you support me. Oh my gosh, I'm always excited for dinner because you always choose healthy stuff and don't just make it plain. And I love that because it teaches me healthy eating habits, and most importantly, you teach me how to be a good, healthy, hard-working person. And you are always so nice to me when I'm sick. You always ask me about my day and do anything to make it better. I love you forever. With love, Sienna.
That was sweet. Okay, here I have one, a letter from my mom. Dear Mama, there are countless ways I can describe how I love you, so I will name just the ones that I love the most. First thing I love about you is that you are caring. You go out of your way to help your family by being there when we are sick, sad, or having trouble in school. Another thing I love about you is that you're friendly. You were always nice to my friends. A part of that, you are social. You are not afraid to talk to people. The last thing I love about you is that you are loving. You love me no matter what. I know if I messed up a million times a day, you would still love me. Those are the things I love about you most. Sincerely, Lucia. Or it could be Lucia. I'm not sure on that, but you have beautiful penmanship, my dear.
Next, we hear from Sadie. Dear Mom, I wanted to thank you for all you do for me. You are always helpful. When I forget my book, you bring it to me. Or when I need to reach something, you get it down for me. You are so funny and have lots of humor. Like when you make funny noises, and your jokes are so funny. They always make me laugh. Love, Sadie.
That's funny. You got another joke for us over there, Mom? On that note of jokes.
Why did God give your mother, you to your mother and not somebody else's mom? Well, God knew she likes me a lot more than other kids' moms like me. Can't imagine that. And after all, we're related.
That's true.
And what kind of little girl was your mother? I don't know, because I wasn't there. But my guess would be she was pretty bossy. And they say she used to be nice.
She used to be?
Oh, I think my daughter can say that. I heard from her so many times.
She used to be nice. Oh, my Lord.
I get so tired. Everybody says you're so nice.
Yeah, my kids say the same thing. They'll be like, everybody loves you, but they don't know you like I know you. That's what they say to me. Oh, kids. I laugh because I ran into one of my friends today, Summer, when I was out and about, and she knew we were doing the show and stuff, so she's like, I always listen to the podcasts. And so she was excited to listen to today, but I was telling her what we were doing from the children at the school, and she said she still has one of the original ones, and I think it might have been Caden, because she's had it a while, so I think it might have been Caden that had done the My Mom Is, and it says, you know, my mom is how old and how tall and how all this. Anyway, she's young. Summer's young, as we all know. And he put her down, I think she said today is 103. So I'm like, it cracks me up.
Well, there are some things that children do that make their mothers age quite rapidly.
Yeah. Sorry for some of that.
That's a funny joke when you're 3. It's not a funny joke when you're 50.
too funny. Okay, so I have Miss Sydney here wrote a letter to her mom, and it says, Dear Mom, you are very kind. Like when I'm stressed or sad, you help. Whenever I'm worried, you are always there for me. You are always funny and are a great role model. You're caring. You help me with the work that's hard. You taught me how to cook as 2. You are pretty calm to have and take care of 3 kids. You have a beautiful heart. You are also very honest. The most important thing is that I love you and I care for you. You are the best mom ever with lots of smiley faces on it. Love, Sydney. So that was sweet.
Listening to these letters, we have a lot of best moms in the Melrose area.
Yeah, we do. And I think we just have a couple more and then we're done. So we'll get them all in within our time here, Mom.
Okay, from Maggie. Dear Mama, I love you because you are loving. I think you are loving because you are caring, kind, and calm. I think you are beautiful in my eyes because you are happy, patient, and caring. You are the best mom ever. Also, you are an amazing cook. I love you because you are you. Sincerely, Maggie.
And we're going to finish up the last couple ones we have when we come back from break.
All right, we'll take a break right now. Your Cue with Shannon Sebastian, presented by Premier Insurance Group on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Douglas County's news team with the afternoon report coming up at 5. Shannon Sebastian, your host, Barry Lane, joining us from San Diego, and Barbara Campbell, our final segment of this Mother's Day program.
Yeah, this has been really fun. I'm so just thrilled with what the kids are saying and that my brother could join us. And then we have the notorious G-Soup in the house and... That's your rapper name now, yeah. Mom. We're making you legendary, the notorious. So just thank you for coming and hanging out with me today and doing this for the moms and reading these. It's just been really fun and enjoyable. And Barry, also thank you for hanging on here with us. And Marianne, this was fun.
Yeah, this was really fun.
We have, I think, three more letters here. We want to make sure all the kids are included. So
that. First one is from Coble Ray Whitaker. Dear Mom, I wanted to tell you, Mom, thank you for making me a better person by giving me fair discipline. Whoa.
That's a big word.
Also, you don't make me a mad person by cheering me up like when I drop something. Also, you have great humor. You will get mad. But you are still a happy person. You make me laugh, and you make other people laugh, too. A funny humor is a great thing to have and to give. So, Mom, continue to be a good person and make this world a better place to live for people. Love you to the moon and back. Coble Ray Whitaker.
I think Coble's going to be a coach. That was very inspirational. I think he's going to be a coach in the future. Okay, so I have Gideon. Gideon says, his is entitled, "You're an Awesome Mom." He made his unique. "You're an awesome mom because you're a role model and you make me a more kind, loving, and a better person. You make me a more kind, loving, and better person by being one yourself, by teaching me to be one in the best possible way. Another reason you're an awesome mom is because you make me laugh, especially with your mom jokes." Yeah. "They aren't fair because you can call yourself awesome. Love, Gideon." I'm not sure.
Oh, that's just so precious. And then, do I have the last one?
I got one right after you.
Oh, okie dokie. This is the last one for me. This is from Addie. "Dear Mom, I wanted to tell you how much I love you. You do so much for me, so I wanted to thank you." And she drew a little heart in there. "You are helpful and a great role model. You help me when I need it most. You are a great cook. You cook every day for me. You are so funny. You can make funny voices. You're just fun and funny. You are a great mom. That is why I am writing this note to you. My favorite mom in the world. That is why I love you. Lots of love, Addie."
There's a lot of hearts on that cute little sheet of paper.
Yes, there are.
Oh, it's adorable. Okay, last one is from Ryder. It says, "A letter to my mom. Dear Mom, I want you to know how I love you. You're loving like when you read me a book at night. I love you, Mom, when you are happy because it makes me happy too. And when you are funny, it makes me laugh. I love you. You are kind, like when you let us go in the hot tub or go to grandma's house. I love you. You are hardworking and you are a great mom to me. And that is why I love you. Also some hearts on here from Ryder. So thank you so much to Mrs. Spears, third grade at class at Melrose. We're so appreciative. Those were a delight to share. That was absolutely too funny and sweet and kind and adorable, all things on that. And again, just want to give a shout out to them for doing that. Thank you. They also have their Melrose Elementary auction tonight, sponsored by their PTAN, the Parent Teacher Association. It is from 6 to 9 tonight on Facebook Live. You can just go on there and bid on any of the items you see. They have tons of really cool stuff, like Dinner for 10 with Martin Condon, who used to be the chef at O'Toole's. Very good dinner. He'll come to your house and fix that. A backside bus, you can get that for 35 people. They have all kinds of things, hanging baskets, art, cornhole boards, barbecuers, all kinds of cool things on there they told me about. And so that's one of their main ways on how they pay for a lot of their supplies and things. So go support them tonight. Thank you guys so much for being on here. Barry, Marianne, Mom, thank you for this special Mother's Day show and being part of it.
It's just been delightful.
Mom, we love you.
Thank you, sweetheart, and such a delight and surprise to have the whole family there.
Yes. Oh. Yeah. Well, that's it for the show. Thank you so much. We'll see you next week.
I'll be right here on News Radio 1240 KQEN.